On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, we're going to talk about how to stay in front of your sphere of influence and remind them that you exist, remind them that you're an agent using Facebook and Instagram ads. And you can do it for actually just a few bucks a day. It's very inexpensive, and I'll walk you through it.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to this week's Massive Agent Podcast, episode 174. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Dustin Brome. If you are new to the show, welcome. This is going to be a great but short and sweet episode. I'm going to walk you through how to use the Facebook and Instagram ads platform to stay in front of your sphere of influence as an agent. Being a real estate agent, it's extremely important that you gently and naturally remind your audience, remind your sphere of influence, remind your contacts in your network, people that know you, remind them that you exist. And that happens, you can do that organically by posting on social media, you know, the stuff we talk about all the time, the stuff that I'm constantly trying to harp on, that you need to be posting regular shit on social and not real estate stuff, just you living your life, interesting stuff that you think is interesting or funny or entertaining or educational, and just letting people get a glimpse into your life. You've got to do that. That's the organic side, right? But then how do you get the people that are maybe their old leads or past clients or people that maybe you're not even, you're connected to them on social, but you never see them, right? Because of the algorithm, you just never see their stuff ever, but you want to get them to see your stuff. And you can do that by using Facebook ads and Instagram ads in a very certain way, and it doesn't need to be expensive. So welcome, guys. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network and the Massive Agent Society. And I'm a real estate agent in Salt Lake City, Utah. And something that I've really leaned into over the last 5 years or so is the fact that I'm a marketer who sells homes, not just a realtor that sells homes that happens to do some marketing. And that's really served me. I love Facebook advertising. I love Instagram. I love social media posting in general. And I've learned a thing or two, and I want to share that with you today. So take some notes, guys, because I'm going to go through some tactical steps for you. What we're going to focus on, and this, like I said earlier, this is going to be short and sweet. I actually have a flight to catch here in a few hours to Vegas. We're doing some meetings for the Industry Syndicate. That's going to be fun. But before that, I wanted to get this episode in because Facebook ads are talked about so often as, you know, just getting leads, you know, run Facebook ads to get leads and then have a system in place to contact the leads and follow up with them and all that stuff. But there's so much more you can do. What if you were able, I probably should have used this as the hook to the end to the episode today, but here it is. I'm going to throw the hook in right now. What if the people that you are connected to on social, what if you could control how often they see you and what they see, right? Kind of important. If you have been in this business, if you've been a real estate agent for any period of time, you know that you just have to stay in front of the people who already know you. Okay. Yes, running Facebook ads and Instagram ads to get leads is great, but those are people that don't know you yet. Those are people that don't know you. It's a very big distinction. People who know you, people that don't. You're a stranger, you're not. So let's focus on the people who already know you. Maybe you went to high school with them. You go to church with them. Your kids play sports together. You played sports with them. They live in your neighborhood, whatever. You're connected to them, however, on social, right? Well, you should be posting just Instagram stories, Facebook stories, letting people see what you are up to on a daily basis, so they can make that personal connection with you. And some of them will decide, you know what? I really like them. I'm going to hire them, or I'm going to refer them to somebody that needs them. That's the way this works. But how do you get everyone you're connected with to see you more often? What you need to start learning is how to retarget your sphere of influence, retarget your contacts with Facebook and Instagram ads. All right. Now, this can be very cheap. You could do this for $2 a day. You could do it for $5 a day, whatever your budget is. If you're like, nope, $2 a day, I'm here for that. Okay, let's do $2 a day. Now you need to, and this is what I'm going to make it easy for you, okay? What is some of your best content you've ever done? Some of the posts that you've put out there that have performed the best. Okay, and please don't DM me and say, well, what do you mean the best? Well, you know what the best is. You know which posts have done the best. And if you don't, go back and look at your insights. Go back and look at the analytics and see which posts performed the best. And you probably already know. So take those, and maybe they're videos, maybe they're posts, maybe it's a longer blog post type of post that you did. Maybe it's just a graphic or something. But find that, and let's take those and put them in front of the people that know you. Now, here's how you do that. So find those posts, okay? And if you don't have those, if you don't have anything that you're like, wow, this worked great, then, excuse me, you need to start something, or you need to create something new. You need to create something fresh, all right? So with that, I really like video for this, because video views on Facebook and Instagram is so inexpensive. And then you can do some really cool stuff with those that watch the videos later on. So here's what this retargeting campaign looks like. And retargeting just means that somebody that has taken a certain action or done a certain thing, and that thing could just be joining your email list, or you went to high school with them and you have their contact info as part of your list. That's the action. Then you can say, okay, those people, I want to show these certain things to. And then you create a system for that within the Facebook Ads Manager. And it's fairly simple, using custom audiences. So let me walk you through it. You have your content that has performed the best, some of your best posts that you've ever done before. Then you have maybe some stuff that you've created, some videos that you're like, hey, people who I'm connected with on social, I want them to see this video and this video and this video. Maybe it's, here's what you need to know if you're going to sell your house this year. Maybe it has nothing to do with real estate. Maybe it's, here's some fun things to do in this community. Here's why this neighborhood is appreciating so fast. Here's why this neighborhood's so hot, stuff like that. But whatever it is, okay, it could be real estate related if you want it to, just make sure it's interesting and entertaining. That's it. All right. Now, what you're going to want to do is, there's two different ways you can do this. So you need to create custom audiences in Facebook Ads Manager to fill the bucket of people who you want to show a series of ads to. All right. So those buckets, those custom audiences, the first thing I would do is take your whole email list, okay, your whole list, your whole database, people that you went to school with, college with, in your neighborhood, in your church, in some social group, whatever. Take all those people and your old leads, everybody in your database, and put them into a custom audience. Now, when you're going into Facebook Ads Manager and you click on audiences, then create custom audience, and it brings you a bunch of options. It brings up a bunch of options. Pick customer list. Okay, that's the one where you can upload a CSV file of all your contacts, name, address, phone number. What else? Name, address, phone number. If you know their Facebook profile ID number, that's amazing, but you don't necessarily need it. You just take all the information that you have, birthdays, city, all that stuff, all the stuff. Create a CSV file, upload it to Facebook. Facebook will match it as best they can with Facebook users, with Facebook profiles. All right. That's why I say if there's some program you have that can find their Facebook profile ID and pull it, awesome. Then they're going to be able to match every single one of those. Facebook does a pretty good job batching these. I've heard anywhere from 70 to 80% of contacts uploaded, they're able to match with a Facebook account or an Instagram account. So that's pretty awesome. So let's say you have 1,000 people in your list, 70 to 80%, you're going to have 700 to 800 people that you can retarget with this content that we're talking about. And that's not an insignificant amount of people. If you have a larger list, even better. But take that list, upload it as a custom audience, the customer list custom audience, let Facebook match those contacts. Then you have your bucket, right? Once Facebook's matching it all up, now your bucket's created, the bucket of people you're going to show ads to, your list. Then you have to show them the ads, okay? Now, what I like to do is show them, let's say we're going to do three different videos that I want these people to see. I want video number one to play right away. Video number two, I want it to play once they've watched a certain amount of video number one. All right. Now, so you're letting their behavior and their action or lack thereof dictate whether or not they see the next ad and the ad after that. All right. So to do that, you're going to need to create another custom audience. So when you know what video number one is, then you go into custom audiences again, create a new one. This time do video. Okay. And yeah, do video. I think that's what it's called. Maybe it's page engagement. One of those two. I don't have it in front of me. But you're going to specify, hey, anybody that watches this video, this specific video here, I want them to go into that bucket, into that custom audience. So when that happens, and by the way, when you're selecting the video, then you specify how much of the video they need to watch to qualify to be put into that bucket, into that custom audience. So for example, if you're doing a 3-minute video and you want people that have watched 50% of it to go into the custom audience, cool. That's maybe even 25% of it. If it's a short video, if it's like 60 seconds, you're probably going to want to do 50 or 75% of the video because it's not a lot of time. Now, if it's a longer video, 3, 4, 5 minutes, then consider bringing the percentage watched down a little bit, maybe to 25%, maybe 50%, so that the bar isn't too high. But here's what's good about having the bar high. When you want people to move down and see new ads when they've watched the first one and then watch the second one and then it triggers ad number three. That's great because, intent, right? They're raising their hand based on their actions and their activity and saying, hey, this is interesting to me. And once they meet that threshold, let's say it's 50% of the video that they need to watch before they go into that custom audience, they've met that threshold, meaning like they're not just scrolling and watching 2.5 minutes of a video, right? They're not just scrolling and accidentally watching 2, 2.5 minutes, or even 90 seconds of a video. That doesn't just happen randomly. They have to intentionally do that. And that's good. That's what we want. So those that do go into that custom audience, so you're creating another one of those that have watched 50%, 25%, whatever, of that specific video. Make sure that you title these so that you know what they are. Then video number two. Okay, video number two. You want to, if they watch video number one, then what? You're going to want to retarget video number two to the custom audience of those that watched video number one 50% through or whatever it is. Got it? So that's how, and you're creating separate ad sets for this, not campaigns, but ad sets, because that's where you specify who sees the ad and where they see it. So the audience is done at the ad set level. So each one of these steps is going to be a separate ad set so you can have a different audience. So video number two is targeted to those that have watched video number one. Then video number three, you're going to target to those that watch video number two. You're just going to repeat the process of what we already explained. So you're creating another custom audience of those that watched video number two a certain percentage. And then, boom, you have a custom audience there that you can target video number three to those that watch video number two. If this is like, if you're like, oh my God, pause it, write it down later, you know, draw it out. But it's a very simple process. You just need to know video one, video two, video three, and then who sees it. Custom audience, custom audience, custom audience. That right there is gold. All right. Now, each one of these ad sets, you could do a $2 a day budget. So you're going to do the video views objective. Okay. The video views objective, because I'm a big fan of paying Facebook for what I want from it. Telling Facebook right in the beginning, when you select an objective for the ad, for the campaign, really, that you want people to watch the video. You can do other stuff. You can do the reach objective, which will try to reach more people within the audience, but it's not necessarily going to get you the video views you want, but it will definitely reach those people. If you want them to actually watch the video, choose the video views objective, and it's actually very cheap to get those results. It's a very inexpensive objective, and that's why I love video views. Big fan of choosing the video views objective, because then Facebook's going to get people within those buckets, within those custom audiences, to watch the video. All right. So very easy there. Make sure that you set those up all up properly. Now, the reason that I like video views so much is people can see your face. Okay, if it's just a post or a graphic or an article or something that you're sharing, cool. But there's nothing more effective aside from literally meeting face to face. I believe video is more effective because rather than meeting face to face with one person or 100 in a room, you can have thousands see one video that took you 90 seconds to record, right? Video is so infinitely scalable. So I'm a huge fan of that. But people can, when your sphere is seeing you on video, say certain things in certain ways, there's a personal connection that can happen there. Okay. Your personality comes through the way you say things. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it that helps them connect with you. And that connection is what's going to get them to hire you or refer you to someone who will. The personal connection. Without that, if you guys don't let your personality come through in your videos, you're killing everything. Like, you're killing any progress that you can have. So the goal here is to let your sphere of influence, your list, right? People who already know you, let them see you over and over and over in their newsfeed. And here's what happens. When they see you over and over and over, they think everyone sees you over and over and over. But that's not reality, is it? Like, how many times does this happen? You see a certain influencer or a certain person in your newsfeed all the time, and you think, oh my gosh, they must be huge. They must be like huge. They're a celebrity, right? Well, no, that's literally just your newsfeed that they're seeing you in. Did I say that right? Yeah. It's only their newsfeed, but they feel like everyone else is having the same experience. So there's a perception that comes in here when they see you over and over and over. Not only are you reminding them that you exist, but you're building credibility for yourself in their eyes. Video views is so key for this because they can see you. Even if they're scrolling through their feed and they don't even really watch it, they keep the sound off, but they watch 5 seconds of it. That's valuable. You're reminding them that you exist. They're seeing you. They're remembering, oh yeah, I know that guy or that girl. I know them. That's a big deal. It may not show up as a video view. It may not show up as, you know, or somebody that triggers that next step in this retargeting process, but it doesn't mean that those that don't go down the funnel by qualifying by watching the videos, it doesn't mean that everyone that sees it isn't impacted in a very, very positive way. This can move the needle for you big time. Now, with the ad sets, that's where for each one, for each ad set, each video that you're going to do, each step in the process, you're going to set a separate budget. So if you want to do $2 a day, video views objective is great because $2 a day, if they're, you know, 10 cents per 15 second view, $2 a day goes a long way, right? Not to mention all the 3 second views that didn't quite make it to 15 seconds that, you know, are a penny each. $2 goes a long way, right? That's 200 people that viewed your video for at least 3 seconds. So set each ad set up with a $2 a day budget, $5 a day, whatever you can afford, but make sure that you run this for a month. You know, make sure that you give this enough time. Okay. Now, if a certain piece of it is broken and not, you know, if you start running all, let's say you're doing 3 ad sets and for some reason ad set one is working, but nobody's seeing ad set number two, then you need to reevaluate and repair it. But other than that, let it go. Let the thing do its work because they're going to see, even if they don't watch it all the way, even if they don't watch video number one 50% through the first time, they're going to keep seeing it. It's going to keep showing up a few times in their newsfeed and it'll give them a chance to watch it later on. But every time they see it, every time there's an impression, that's a very valuable thing. They're reminded that you exist. Guys, this is how you build a major dominant brand in your market. The person that shows up the most often in the newsfeeds of their community and their network wins. That's it. And obviously you have to be credible and likable and stuff like that, obviously. But let your personality come through and the right people will hire you. This is a very, very big deal. It's very inexpensive. It's semi-complicated to set up. But this is a strategy that we teach in the Massive Agent Society, and it works very, very, very well for everyone that does it. Now, if you're stuck on any one part, figure out what it is that you're stuck on and why, and then fix it. Okay. If it's, well, I don't know which videos to show. Well, if you had a chance to tell three different things to a new client or a potential client, what would those three things be? What would it be? Just do a video on each one. Simple as that. And it doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't need to have anything to do with real estate. It could just be like, hey, I'm out in this neighborhood and this is so hot. And here's the main street and here's this. And here's this little shop over here. You know, just show off. It's all real estate. It's all real estate, just in an indirect way that people are interested in, because everyone wants to see behind the scenes and see more of their community in a way that maybe they haven't seen before or things that they didn't know. I've lived in Salt Lake for basically my entire life, outside of a semester in Colorado playing football at Adams State. Well, I didn't really play since I injured myself and redshirted. But anyways, I went there for football. Then I went to Dixie State College in St. George, Utah. Outside of that year, I've been in Salt Lake. And there's still a shitload of stuff about Salt Lake that I never heard of, never seen, didn't know. And I love when I see new stuff about Salt Lake. Everyone's like that with their community. So show that stuff and people will watch. And if it's really interesting, they might even tag their friends in the video. They might even share your ad with their friends. How cool is that? So guys, the name of the game is staying in front of your sphere as often as possible. And using this retargeting strategy with Facebook and Instagram ads is a great way to do it, a very inexpensive way to do it. And it works like gangbusters. So if you need a little bit more help, or if you really want to dive deeper on this, go check out the Massive Agent Society. That's why we built the platform. That's why we built the program, to give you the ads to run so you can copy and paste them and then help hold your hand through the process of learning how to do it and master Facebook ads. If not, go back and listen to this episode a couple times and take notes and implement this stuff, guys. But do it. Okay, it's one of the best things you can do. One of the best ways to spend $100, $200, $300 a month and make a lot of traction in your local community with those that already know you. It's so much harder to go after strangers, guys. It's so much harder to go after strangers because they know agents too. Now you're competing with all the people that they know. Just focus on those that you already know to a certain extent. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast. We'll be back again next week. I believe we have a great interview lined up for the next episode, 175. Holy shit, I just realized episode 175, we're dangerously close to 200. It's crazy. I still don't have any plans for episode 200, but I barely have plans for next episode. So 200, we'll see what happens, but it should be good. Yeah, awesome. Enjoy, guys. Do this. Check out MassiveAgentSociety.com. Join the program if you feel like it will be a value add to you. And a reminder, I mentioned this last time, the Massive Agent Society, we're totally revamping. Okay, you guys that join now, you're going to get all the cool stuff that's coming soon. Okay, in the next few weeks, when we get it up and running, we're taking the Massive Agent Daily, what was an app, and taking that, you know, what to post on social media every day. We're taking that and throwing it into the Massive Agent Society. So it's not just Facebook ads. It's more how to generate business organically and through paid strategies. It's going to be much more all-inclusive. So even if you're like, Facebook ads, I don't want to do that. Cool. Like, I get it. And there's tools like Whitley that we really highly recommend that can automate a lot of the Facebook ads process, but you still need to know which ads to run. You still need to tell Whitley what to do. Like, hey, run this ad for me. You still need to know what ad you want to run. So hopefully this helps to that end. It helps you guys get a little closer to that. But the tools out there that we have available, guys, are so inexpensive compared to their power. It's mind-boggling how many people choose not to use them. So hopefully you are somebody that chooses to use them. And appreciate you listening, guys. So check out MassiveAgentSociety.com if that interests you. And we'll have more updates about what we're adding to it and how it's going to continue to evolve. The pricing will change. It's definitely going to go up. But right now, anyone that joins the society will get all the stuff once it's rolled out in the next 3 to 4 weeks and grandfathered in at the current pricing. So go check that out. Have a great weekend. Go sell some homes. Go close some loans. Take care. See ya.